WRCE 1450 AM, W299 CD, Richland Center.
And Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first. Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, and PCB Wealth Management.
It's always truck month at Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center. We've got trucks, regular cab, double cab, and crew cab half tons, double cab and crew cab HDs, custom LT, LTZ, or High Country, Duramax, Turbomax, 5.3 and 6.2 motors. We've got all of them. Stop in and pick out your favorite body, trim, and motor combination. Save on half tons up to $8,000 with a qualified 2010 or newer passenger vehicle trade-in. See our friendly salespeople for details. We've got around 30 pre-owned trucks and over 30 pre-owned passenger vehicles, too. We've got local trades and program cars. See the inventory at JonesChev.com and narrow down your search. Schedule a test drive. Schedule service. Chat with a representative and get a value for your trade-in. Whether it's our body shop, parts department, service department, or sales team, Jones Chevrolet Richland Center is proud to be your Chevy truck headquarters for over 100 years. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Fired up President Biden talking about national security, reproductive rights, immigration, January 6th, the economy, and his age during last night's State of the Union address.
I know it may not look like it, but I've been around a while. When you get to be my age, certain things become clearer than ever. I know the American story.
ABC News political director Rick Klein on the next 8 months.
The question is going to be, what does it mean in the campaign? And you can see in recent polls, this is such a tight race. It is going to be a tight race almost certainly all the way through. Recent polls nationally, Donald Trump leading very narrowly, including in the 538 polling average. And that goes as well for the battleground states.
And President Biden will campaign today in one of those battleground states, Pennsylvania. A top European Union official says a charity ship will be headed to Gaza as a pilot operation for a new humanitarian sea corridor. France has inscribed the guaranteed right to abortion in its constitution, a message on this International Women's Day. This is ABC News. 7 months after a wildfire killed more than 100 people on the island of Maui, one woman is warning of how the cleanup is now affecting the environment.
Little crabs down in the sand.
Keisha Joy walks along one of Maui's pristine beaches. The marine biologist is among the many wahine, or women fighting for the land, angry about fire debris being dumped where she says it's polluting the water.
Very, very sensitive areas where we're putting this toxic ash.
Joy has been speaking out against plans to dump ash-covered debris.
Protecting what is so precious here.
Alex Stone, ABC News.
Leaders in Hong Kong have unveiled draft security legislation that outlines stiffer penalties for insurrection, espionage, and other offenses. The bill comes after Beijing urged city officials to toughen security laws. Critics say the law is another step toward making Hong Kong more like mainland China. City leaders say the law only targets disloyal residents. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from the Prescription Center. We have moved to our amazing new location. We have no sign since city planning, zoning, and council all must approve a sign before we can put one up. We are on Sextonville Road, directly across the street from Simple Elegant Salon. We do not know how long the signage will take, so look for the Simple Elegant Salon. We are across the street with plants in our windows. Chris and I would like to thank Sue and Greg Potesnik for remodeling their building to create our new pharmacy, and Doug Meyer for an exceptional craftsmanship in transforming the building to an incredible pharmacy. Same phone number, continued exceptional service. Rod still delivers, we still mail, and we're across the street from Simple Elegance. Thank you for letting us care for you.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Will you be ready for retirement? Whatever your age, now is the right time to start thinking about your retirement goals. Establishing a good savings habit and finding the right kinds of investments to build your retirement nest egg can make a difference in how much you accumulate. Today, you have numerous options when selecting your IRA, and deciding which account is right for you is one of the most important decisions you will make for your financial future. Whether you are 5 years away from retiring or 45 years away, the most important thing you can do is start planning today. A delay of even a few years can significantly impact the amount you accumulate.
Call Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, to find out which IRA fits your financial needs or to update your current IRA savings strategy. You can reach Rob at 608-383-1333 or stop by any branch office to set up a free no-obligation appointment. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations, may lose value.
Experience a different way of living at Court & Main Furniture & Mattress. Hi, this is Andrea. Every room in your home has a function, and the right kind of furniture can maximize your space to the fullest. We'll help you select the right pieces to fit your lifestyle from our showroom with over 25,000 square feet of home furnishings and decor. Visit us today to discover how you can achieve a different way of living. Court & Main Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor & Home in Spring Green. Want to give your house a new look? Whether it's one room or a whole house, we can help. From the industry's best Carestan carpet to exceptional hardwood floors by Mirage, or even if it's vinyl plank, we have it. Want a new kitchen or bath? We can help with that too. Quality products and quality service from a company you can trust. Wirtz Floor & Home.
It's more than living, it's living well. Now might be the right time to consider the advantages of assisted living. Schmidt Woodland Hills is offering all private rooms in their Westview assisted living community. We are fully staffed and prepared to care for your loved ones with the dignity and respect they deserve. When only the highest quality of care will do, remember Schmidt Woodland Hills. Call Westview manager Bobby Stoltz at 608-647-8931 with questions or for more information.
Forecast calls for a high of 45 with areas of light rain. Tonight, drizzle and flurries possible and a low of 26. For Saturday, 43 and partly cloudy. Saturday night, clear and frosty, a low of 23. Sunday, sunny and a bit warmer and a high of 48. Monday, 64 with sunshine. At the WRCO studios, a bit hazy this morning. No precipitation today. We're up 1 degree from the overnight low. It is 42 degrees today.
Good looks, more laughs, and a stack of comic books. Wild imagination.
That's Ricochet and on the RCO. She got her daddy's money. Some good 90s country for you there, which seems to be kind of trendy right now. Lots of folks kind of going back to that style as well, some of the new releases that we've had. Really enjoyed our in-the-studio visit with Jessie G yesterday. Boy, she's a talented lady. She was on between 11 and noon yesterday on the radio program and has a new record out, which we'll feature a little bit later during our Fresh from the Country segment between 8:30 and 9, a new duet with Gretchen Wilson. But she has even sung the national anthem a couple times at a Packer game. And we could see why. Man, could she belt? Oh, my goodness. Anyway, we've got some great stuff coming your way. And then there's Hank Bray. He'll step in a little bit here. And this is Luke Combs.
If your kids turn me to stone, I'd be a statue standing tall in ancient Rome. And if your touch shattered me like glass, I'd be in pieces trying to make the breaking last. If it took one look to turn my days to night, at least I'd have the stars that sparkle in your eyes. There's just some things that leave a man no choice, like a compass needle needing its true north. Even if I knew the day we met you'd be the reason this heart breaks, oh, I'd love. Just trying to write a song, I run the risk that I could get your perfect wrong. And well, I guess what I'm trying to say is there ain't words been made could shoulder so much weight. And if you turn your back on me, walked away, not a thing about the way I feel would change. There's just some things that leave a man no choice, like a compass needle needing its true north. Even if I knew the day we met you'd be the reason this heart. Back out on the town.
Rumor has it you've had trouble with your man. I've had trouble of my own, I think I understand. We'll put out your old flame, we'll build a bigger fire. I'll pick up where he let you down and take you so much higher. And if his memory comes around and you think you still care, we'll burn that bridge when we get there. We'll have us a time. He had his chance with you, now all I want is mine. Give me half an hour or just a dance or two, and you'll forget, oh, what's his name and how he walked down on you. We'll put out your old flame, we'll build a bigger fire. I'll pick up where he let you down and take you so much higher. And if his memory comes around and you think you still care, we'll burn that bridge when we get there.
And done on WRCO, burning that bridge when we get there. It's 42 degrees in Richland Center here at WRCO Studios. The Badgers with a win last night in men's basketball over Rutgers. So it was a nice little send-off on senior night for AJ Storr. And a loss by the Badger women's team, bumped from the Big Ten tournament. The Bucks will play again tonight. And we have a Brewer broadcast this afternoon on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. Milwaukee back into action after a win yesterday by a score of 8-3 in spring baseball.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy five-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy three-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
Participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Choosing to bundle your auto and homeowners coverage isn't just convenient, it can save you money. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. On top of the monthly savings when bundling auto and homeowners, our agency can help you select affordable coverages and price options just for you. It's what we call the personal price plan. How do I start bundling? Well, whether you call, email, or drop by the office, talking to the Julie Karen State Farm team is the first step to discovering how much time, effort, and money you could save by bundling your auto and homeowners coverage. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Richland Hospital was recently recognized with a 5-star rating for patient experience. Patients were surveyed by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services on numerous aspects of their care experience, including how attentive their nurses were, the cleanliness of the facility, and how well they understood what their plan of care would be after they left the hospital. A 5-star rating is the highest score possible. Thank you, Richland area community, for trusting us with your care.
It's time for the roundup.
Morning, Phil.
Ready for, I don't know, the chance to enlighten us maybe a little bit?
Not a lot.
Not a lot today? No.
Calm down.
Calm down, ladies. we don't have our engineer today with us.
Kind of nice.
Drew. Yeah. No, he's a good one. But we had about five or six of them here yesterday snooping around. So
yeah, not counting me, you, Bo, or Tim.
No.
Yeah. It's the other engineers.
And we had a busy day, too. We had lots of people in and out.
A lot of people in and out.
Jessie G was singing. Boy, could she sing.
Mm. Yeah, she could sing.
That was awesome.
Yeah. I had Ken Atzett in here. I had McKenna Munson in here.
I don't think Ken can sing, can he?
Oh, he tries. He can sing. He won't sing. Yeah, he can sing.
Huh.
Like, he always sings, "You Are My Sunshine."
Oh, really?
You know, it's Christy's Sunnyside.
Oh.
So, but anyway. I
bet it'd really drum up business, I would think, wouldn't it?
Well, it'd either drum it up or drum it out.
Drum it out.
Anyway, buddy, as you know how some people speed up really, really fast when you see red lights?
Yeah, you know? Yeah, right.
I always look at it like, you know what? It's a time to relax. Just take a neat bit. Take a couple minutes to yourself in your car.
It's your time for checking texts and eating your cereal.
No. But here's the thing of the deal is the average person will spend 6 months of their life waiting for red lights to turn green.
Absolutely.
So you might as well just enjoy it. I mean, no reason to be mad about it.
No.
You ain't going to change it.
My pet peeve with lights is, you know, you're seeing there's a car up a few links, and there's nobody between you and them, and you're thinking, oh, good, the light's green, and it never fails. As soon as that car goes through, boom, it changes. It's like, how can that be?
It just does it.
I'm still here. I'm here.
Hey, up here, guys. So, yeah. But there ain't no reason to get mad about it. No. Just enjoy it.
It's a part of life.
Take a deep breath and listen to WRCO.
Right. I saw this stat considering cars and driving and everything like that. 3/4 of us have skipped an event just to avoid, parking.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Well, it happens, especially in the bigger cities. It's like,
yeah, that's true. It's true.
Yep.
Bananas are berries, but strawberries are not.
I think we've had that on a quiz before.
Yeah, so.
Pretty sure we have.
Cows have best friends and become stressed when they are separated.
Oh, I believe that.
Yep, I do too. Yep, I do too.
Having been around a few herds over the years, they do kind of.
And we used to have a couple. We used to take a couple under our wing when we were growing up. We had Black Angus, and we had a couple you could set on and ride. And
Black Angus got really tame.
Oh, my goodness. They folly all the way in the house if you're not careful.
That could be a mess.
Yeah, but, big time.
Yeah. But it's funny with a herd of cows, too. And, of course, I always dealt with a small herd, so they were all named and, you know, they were all pets. But you had the leaders, you know, and then you had some that were more timid and they would hang back. And, yeah, it's kind of like their own little community. Or
yeah, their little clique.
Yep.
We don't talk to that one in the back.
Right.
She thinks she's better than everybody.
Yep. And I said before, and I think some people agree with me, that you have the lighter colored Holsteins. If you're gonna, those are always the ones that were a little more skittish for some reason. They kicked. I got kicked a lot more by those than I did like the darker colored Holsteins. Yeah. I don't know what it is.
So they didn't like you.
No, well, they didn't. Probably my singing, because I was usually singing to the radio.
And, oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And then get a tail of burdocks in the mouth, you know. It was kind of like that. The original American Idol.
The world's oldest piece of chewing gum, Phil. 9,000 years old.
9,000 years old?
9,000 years old.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm. Did you hear on the news this morning that the bubble gum factories are hurting since COVID?
It's a little sticky there,
yeah,
I heard.
Yeah. Yeah, so down 30%.
Really?
Yeah. Well, don't have 5 sticks of bubble gum for $3.79 a piece. I mean, come on. I mean, yeah. That's one way.
It's gone up, that's for sure. Speaking of foods and oddities, I saw this. 2% of us put this condiment on pancakes.
Peanut butter.
No, that's a great. I put peanut butter.
I used to before my life-changing eating habits.
Here, 2% of us put ketchup on pancakes.
I put ketchup on my scrambled eggs.
I do too.
But not pancakes.
Nope, I draw the line there. I put ketchup on
a lot of things. So that's 2 out of 100.
Yeah, that's probably true. Yeah, absolutely. I put ketchup on eggs. I put ketchup on a fish sandwich too.
Yep.
And some people think that's kind of odd.
No, I like ketchup on fish. Or actually, I like fish on ketchup.
Oh, yeah. Like a little fish with your ketchup. Anything else?
Honey never spoils. Archaeologists have found pots of honey in ancient Egyptian tombs that are over 3,000 years old and still perfectly edible.
Still good to go.
Yep.
Put them in the microwave and...
Raw the honey, the better.
Voila. Yep. Wow.
So...
That's interesting, Hank.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes you can spoil your honey, you know.
Yes, you can. Something you might need to practice what you're preaching.
That's true. I do.
Looks like the Bears are going to go for a quarterback.
Well, that's what the talk is.
Yep.
Who knows?
Yep.
Who knows?
I called this a long time ago.
I still say they're better off to trade it away and get as many picks as you can. They're not my team. So, but I think... I can see the crystal ball. I think they're going to draft this kid, and it's not going to work well. But that's kind of my feeling.
Well, they just throw him in there and expect him.
Exactly.
So.
Because then even if you do keep Justin Fields, everybody, as soon as Fields has a bad game, put Caleb
exactly.
in there. Come on,
yeah.
put Caleb
yeah.
in there.
Put Hank in there.
Put Hank in there. Yeah, he might do a better job.
So
what else is
a group of crows is called a what?
A group of crows is called a gaggle.
A murder.
A murder, okay.
Okay. Do you know what a group of flamingos is called?
I should know.
Flamboyance.
Really?
Yeah, a flamboyance.
Flamboyance of flamingos.
Yep.
Wow, that's impressive that you know that right off the top of your head.
I practice the flamingo move every night. I told you when I walked, you see me walking in this morning. What time was it, about 5:30?
Yeah.
I was very slow.
Yeah, you're moving slow.
Yeah.
You've been working out.
I've been working out, and boy, has it paid off.
Yeah.
I can't walk. I can't sit.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You know you're doing something right.
Oh,
then.
I'm doing something.
Right. I've had the bike out the last three nights. And
you feel
around.
Better?
Actually, I'm doing my own rehab at home there with
good
my sore hip, and it actually has helped it.
Good you know? For
so
you.
It's better than walking. Walking hasn't been so good for me.
But, it's a pounding.
Yeah, that's pounding, but the bike riding has helped.
Good for you.
Yeah.
The oldest known recipe for Sumerian beer recipe dating back is to around 3900 B.C.
Wow. That's some old beer.
Yeah. Had it in there with that honey.
Probably got a little skunky, I would say.
A group of owls is called a what?
A group of owls is called a gang.
Parliament.
A parliament. Yeah. Oh, yeah, maybe I've heard that before. Yeah. Boy, those are tough ones.
Yeah, they are.
And they're not ones that people use in every day.
No. Did you see the parliament outside sitting in the tree?
The parliament of owls.
Yes, the parliament. And could you have some Grey Poupon, please?
Oh, well, over the course of a lifetime, a woman is four more times more likely to do this than a man. Any idea?
Have babies.
Well, I think it's higher than that. Oh, yeah.
The course of a lifetime.
Yep, a woman's more likely to do this than a man.
What would that? That would be. What would it be? A course of a lifetime.
You want me to tell you?
Yeah, probably cook.
Visit a doctor.
Really?
How about that?
Yeah,
that's probably doesn't surprise me either.
Unless you're me, I'll go.
You go all the time.
I go all the time.
Yeah, you just get like a drive-through, don't
I
you?
I got a drive-through pass. Yeah.
You got a
hey, right here.
Punch
oh,
a ticket.
It's Henry. Come on in.
Right.
So the original Monopoly game, Phil, was created to teach players about the dangers of monopolies.
Oh, really?
I did not know that. Hmm. So. Always the banker, though. Banker always wins.
Banker always wins, yeah. Might be keeping some of the cash
maybe
stashed under the board.
Skimming it.
Yeah, skimming it. Yeah. I like Monopoly, but it can be a long session.
I remember hours playing Monopoly with my family. We'd have 8 or 9 people playing.
Mm-hmm.
Hours of Monopoly.
And it gets confusing after a while because you have to remember. Because
it goes so fast. You have to, hey, you owe me $13.
I know. You can let that go by once in a while.
A jiffy is an actual unit of time.
A jiffy. Yeah, I've heard that one before.
One 100th of a second.
It's also good peanut butter, too.
Yeah. Yes, it is. Extra crunchy, please.
Right. Peanut butter on my pancake. Oh, well.
One more, and then I'll let you go for the weekend.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So the inventor of the Frisbee was turned into a Frisbee, Philip. Did you hear about this?
Mm-mm.
Walter Morrison, the inventor, was cremated, and his ashes were molded into a Frisbee after his death.
I did not know that, Hank.
Or knew it'd be the, and here, puppy dog, do you want my Frisbee?
Yeah.
Hey, that's Walter in there.
Don't let him chew on Walter.
Don't let him chew on Walter. But anyway, any big plans for the weekend, buddy?
No, it's, and again, I love high school sports, but it'll be nice to get back to a regular Saturday where I can kind of take my time and ease into the oldies.
You know what? Since the first weekend in February, you and I have been busy.
We've been busy every Saturday.
Yeah, but
here it is.
Very thankful.
Tis the season.
It is tis the season, and now we turn the book to spring where it starts to snow and get cold.
Yeah, it'll be like, here's the pitch.
And just remember, hey, a week from Tuesday, softball scrimmage starts.
Yep. Hank Bray will be out. He'll be out cheating the kids again with his calls.
Wow.
Just being, funny.
But anyway,
trying to be funny.
I hope everybody has an awesome weekend. Be safe out there. You know what? And continue shop local. Shop local. These businesses appreciate it.
Amen, brother.
So, and go get your tots.
Yeah, there you go.
Have a good day, and everybody be kind.
I love me some tots.
Love me some tots.
Yep.
Parents, are you looking for a childcare and preschool that will help your child's development in a safe and warm environment? Bethlehem Lutheran Academy offers a 2-, 3-, and 4-year-old kindergarten program that teaches the building blocks of literacy, play-based learning, and a school readiness program from an award-winning teacher with over 15 years' experience. To enroll or schedule a tour, contact us today at 608-495-4905. Or find out more information at BethlehemLutheranAcademy.com. Bethlehem Lutheran Academy, where quality education and a parent's peace of mind are only minutes away.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. We do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Hi, this is Michelle with Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. Living in Wisconsin, you'll know that winter weather is no laughing matter. You may have put winter tires on your car. You may have pulled out your coats and gloves. But is your furnace prepared for what's to come? Wirtz Plumbing and Heating is here to make sure your equipment is ready for those cold days. Call our office for your annual maintenance on your heating equipment. Is your equipment old or damaged? Every piece of equipment we offer is designed to deliver substantial durability, comfort, and energy efficiency with leading-edge technology and brilliant features throughout. Call our office to get a free estimate on replacing your equipment. We have several lines to keep your budget in mind. Call Wirtz Plumbing and Heating at 647-6345.
7:35, we're at 42 degrees in Richland Center. An update today in history, looking at the history lesson. 1817, the New York Stock Exchange and Board, which had its beginnings earlier, was formally organized. 1971, in the sports world, the first of three fights between Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier took place. Frazier defeated Ali by decision in what was billed as the Fight of the Century at Madison Square Garden, 1971. And in 1993, maybe something less iconic, but still, you know, for a generation, they remember it well. 1993, Beavis and Butthead premiered on MTV as a series. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
When you visit The Shoebox, it's like going back in time, with customer service being the number one priority. Now is the time to visit The Shoebox, with track, baseball, and softball season soon getting underway. The Shoebox takes pride in making sure all athletes get the pair of shoes they need to compete at a high level. From the beginner athlete all the way to the pros, you'll receive service like it ought to be at The Shoebox in Black Earth.
Happy birthday wishes today from Richland Center Primary School to Eli Carpenter, who celebrates a birthday. Also, the Bloom City Town Crier salutes Lucy Joyce. Happy birthday to Lucy Joyce from Richland Center United Methodist Church, and also to Michelle Woodman. To Michelle Woodman, to the one that keeps us boys moving in the right direction, we love you very much. Happy birthday from Mitchell, Tyler, Max, and Tim. Have a wish today for Nancy Harlan's birthday from your friends. Best wishes, Nancy. To Pam Andre from St. Luke's Lutheran Church, Sandra Lawton from St. Luke's Lutheran Church, and a happy 61st to Dave Thompson. We hope that you have the best day ever. Love from Val, Brittany, Trevor, and Neely, and your granddaughter, Avery. All saying have a great day. And to Dave Thompson from your mother-in-law, have an awesome birthday. Greetings today to Stephen Felton from Beulah Wesleyan Church on the occasion of his birthday. To Dr. David May, happy birthday wishes from Bob and Heidi Shear. And the RC Lions saluting Natalie McCallum, Brent Sadler, also to Derek Elliott, Stacy Olson, Harold Wells, Dave Thompson, Sandra Lawton, and Everett Newberry. Happy birthday wishes to Judy Nelson and Everett Newberry. Not twins, but 2 years apart. We're not saying who's older. Have a great day. Best wishes, Judy and Everett. Lots of love from Mom. Happy birthday to Stacy Olson from an old neighbor. And happy 50th to Dad, Brian Helsel. Love from Lexi and Jevin and grandchildren, Jace and Carter.
Not another birthday, not another anniversary. If you are thinking this, you're not alone. This is Jamie at JJ Walsh Jewelers, and my job is to make these events a little easier for you so you don't get in trouble again this year. We've worked hard to become Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jewelry store. What does that mean to you? It means we have a tremendous amount of statement jewelry pieces in every price point. Spending $20? No problem. Spending $10,000? No problem. Designer jewelry with a small town casual atmosphere. Only at JJ Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Get ready to celebrate St. Patrick's Day in style with the Richland Lockers homemade corned beef brisket, a festive treat you won't want to miss. And for the ultimate indulgence, the beef tenderloins are a steal at just $14.98 per pound. Fillers are also available at $18.98 a pound. Richland Locker, where every bite is a delight. Hurry in and savor these delicious specials that will make your celebration truly special. Visit them on South Main Street, the Richland Locker, where tradition meets flavor. Your taste buds will thank you.
It's the 53rd Annual Sales Fair at Nelson Anchor Center in Viroqua. Get the lowest prices of the year, Saturday, March 16th through Sunday, March 24th. Huge savings on fencing, gates, seed, and more for your farm. Unbeatable prices on Milwaukee Power Tools. Buy one, get one specials on gallons of paint. Plus, get an $8 credit towards our already low prices with the junk battery trade-in sale. Thousands of items will be on sale at Sales Fair, March 16th through the 24th at Nelson Anchor Center, downtown Viroqua.
The 6th Annual Red Fest Red Angus Sale is Sunday, March 24th at the Bloomington Livestock Exchange. With the auction starting at 1 p.m., beef producers add local top-notch genetics to your herd this spring with our selection of bulls, bred cows, heifers, cow-calf pairs, and open heifers. Online bidding is available at dvauction.com and cattleusa.com. Please register to buy online prior to the sale. Visit redfestsale.com to view up-to-date information. Red Fest, Sunday, March 24th at the Bloomington Livestock Exchange.
Cohasson Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. You can bring your kids to work with you. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cohasson Terminal off Highway 14 behind Center Lodge.
7:41, the time coming up. News, weather, and sports as we update you and keep you company today. Friday morning, happy Friday. This is Gabby Barrett, and these are the glory days, by the way.
Got the sun setting down on the grass in the yard. Got my head on your shoulder and my hand on your heart. Watching a bed for babies, laughing and picking daisies, catching the fireflies in a jar. Quiet house. It's Bible verses in the kitchen like it's holy ground. Living right don't cost a thing. It's slow roll of a porch swing. It's dogs running while the birds sing. It's you picking that sixth string. This is
have a great weekend. Be safe out there, and thank you for joining us this morning. I'm Phil Nee, and we'll join you with news and an update coming up here in just a bit on sports. Also, our trivia question of the day next hour right here.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Experience a different way of living at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Hi, this is Andrea. Stop in today at 172 South Church Street at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and see Violet. Every room in your home has a function, and with the right kind of furniture, you can maximize your space to the fullest. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is now open. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon. Visit our showroom today and discover how you can achieve a different way of living. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center. 172 South Church Street.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
7:45 the time. It's time for a news update sponsored by Philbeck Family of Dealerships, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, and Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Our high temperatures will be in the mid-40s for today across the area, with areas of light rain as well. A few snowflakes could also mix in, especially tonight. A low of 26, and Saturday 43, Sunday 48 degrees. In Richland Center, we're up one from the overnight low. It's 42.
Hello, friends. Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Bosqueville, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at philbeck.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philbeck Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philbeck Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Phil Nee, in for Joanne Krulatz, and here is what you need to know. A coalition of conservation groups filed a federal lawsuit seeking to stop a transmission line from crossing a Mississippi River wildlife refuge. American Transmission Company, ITC Midwest, and Dairyland Power Cooperative want to build a 102-mile transmission line linking Iowa's Dubuque County and Wisconsin's Dane County. A portion of the line would cross the upper Mississippi River National Wildlife and Fish Refuge. The National Wildlife Refuge Association, the Driftless Area Land Conservancy, and the Wisconsin Wildlife Federation filed suit in federal court in Madison on Wednesday, alleging that the utilities promised to transfer about 36 acres into the refuge in exchange for 19 acres for the line violates federal laws governing refuge improvement. Federal authorities are investigating a possible smuggling ring at a Wisconsin prison that has resulted in the suspension of nearly a dozen employees. A spokesperson for Governor Tony Evers said yesterday that the governor and the State Department of Corrections asked the U.S. Department of Justice and other federal law enforcement authorities to launch an investigation at Waupun Correctional Institution in June. Spokesperson Britt Kotabak said that after multiple sweeps, the prison revealed inmates were obtaining contraband, such as cell phones and drugs. The Department of Corrections says 11 prison employees have been placed on administrative leave since May of 2023 in connection with the probe. The mother of missing 3-year-old Elijah Vu from Two Rivers is facing additional child neglect charges. Katrina Bauer made her initial appearance in Manitowoc County Court Thursday, where Judge Robert DeWayne denied her request for bond reduction. Prosecutors filed an additional neglect of a child charge and a chronic neglect of a child charge against Bauer. In court, prosecutors say they have evidence that on February 14th, Bauer left a 6-year-old child unattended in a vehicle for about an hour in 27 to 30 degree weather without the vehicle running. In addition, prosecutors say they have evidence that on February 16th, Bauer left Vu unattended for at least an hour as she and her boyfriend, Jesse Vang, traveled to other locations throughout Manitowoc, not seen with the child. At the Capitol, Democrats push for a bill to safeguard access to contraception. Senator Dianne Hesselbein wants it taken up on Tuesday, the last day of the legislative session. Following a Thursday press conference, the lawmakers delivered more than 15,000 petition signatures to Republican leaders. Their Right to Contraception Act would guarantee access in state statute. Democrats argue that right is in jeopardy following the U.S. Supreme Court's decision overturning Roe v. Wade. A community read and author presentation will be hosted by the Brewer Public Library tomorrow. It will feature Tailspin, the story about World War II American tail gunner Gene Moran of Soldiers Grove, who plunged 4 miles to the ground in Nazi Germany while inside the severed tail of his Flying Fortress bomber and survived. John Armbruster is the author of the book. After hearing Gene's story while writing the book, Armbruster does not know how the war hero survived.
He crashed, he crawls out of the wreckage, and that's it. I can't explain how he lived. And some people have asked too, well, did he float down? Did it kind of glide down? No, he fell very quickly. It's wreckage. He said he fell so fast that his teeth fillings popped out and blood rushed into his eyes from the G-forces. He was blinded for several days. But he said he was conscious all the way down, but he knew he was falling very, very fast. When he fell, he just accepted death. He just said, why fight it? And when he first got out of the plane, he started laughing because he had cheated death. He actually started laughing once he got on the ground. At first, he thought he was dead. You know, he's crawling toward the light. But when he got out, he was in a woods. He said when he could feel that cold November air and then he was grabbing some leaves and dirt, he knew he was alive. And he just started chuckling to himself until he felt his head wound, which was a cranial gash leaving his brain wide open. He could feel his brain. It was that exposed. And yeah, it's how he lived. It's just he had more lives than a cat.
Community read and author presentation will be held tomorrow morning at 10 at the Brewer Public Library. Copies of Tailspin are available to pick up at the Brewer Public Library. You can hear audio of the full morning show interview with author John Armbruster from this past Wednesday on WRCO.com. Meat processors are reminded the deadline to apply for a meat processor infrastructure grant to the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is this Friday night, starting at 5. Grants up to $50,000 will be awarded for project proposals lasting up to 2 years in duration to help expand capacity or increase the input as well. Processors that are required to provide a match of 100% of the grant amount. Eligible applicants must operate or intend to operate a DATCAP or U.S. Department of Agriculture licensed meat processing establishment in Wisconsin and be engaged in livestock harvest or processing. Projects must increase harvest capacity or production. Applications should be submitted to DATCP Grants Manager Brian Williams at datcapgrants@wisconsin.gov. The grant application and materials are available at datcap.wi.gov. Again, that deadline is coming up this afternoon at 5 o'clock. More veterans might someday qualify for free tuition at Wisconsin State Universities. Right now, vets have to live in Wisconsin for 5 years to qualify for tuition reimbursement. A bill getting a hearing would cut that time to 3 years. Veterans and their families can qualify for up to 8 free semesters at state universities or technical colleges. Well, it is that time of year for us to change the time. That comes in officially on Sunday. And changing the time can be tough on us.
Dr. Jennifer Evans from Marquette University says the process is like giving everyone in the country jet lag at the same time.
We're not really in the rhythm of our normal routine in terms of what we're trying to do and what our bodies want us to do.
Evans says there's an increase in medical emergencies, not only from workplace accidents, but also car crashes and heart conditions in the several days after the time shift. Raymond Newpert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
An unusually warm winter has left the Great Lakes all but devoid of ice and has sent scientists scrambling to understand the possible consequences as climate change accelerates. Researchers believe that warmer lakes could lead to bigger algae blooms, more evaporation, and beach erosion as well. They don't for sure see because the lakes have been studied relatively little during the coldest months. According to the Great Lakes Ice Tracker website, ice coverage on the lakes dropped to just 3% in mid-February, a time when usually 40% of the lakes are covered. That's the lowest figure since at least 1973, when the site's record began.
Are you facing a money purchase plan rollover? Don't navigate it alone. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our financial advisors specialize in guiding you through important financial decisions. To explore your rollover options and discuss potential tax implications, reach out to Capital Wealth Advisory Group today. Call 608-647-8842. You have questions, we've got answers.
Here are today's vital statistics. Lisa Marie Klang, 48, of Cazenovia, died Saturday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. Graveside services will be held this afternoon at 2 at St. Anthony Cemetery in Germantown. A celebration of life will be held from 3 until 6 at St. Anthony's School. The Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg is assisting the family of Lisa Marie Klang, 48, of Cazenovia. Craig Peach of Richland Center died February 25th. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Lone Rock Community Congregational Church. Friends may call at the Lone Rock Community Congregational Church Saturday from 9 until the service time at 11. The Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family with the arrangements for Craig Peach of Richland Center. Charles E. Butcher, 92, of Valley, died Saturday, March 2nd, at his home. Funeral services will be held Saturday, tomorrow at 11 at the Burr Wesleyan Church, rural Hillsboro. Burial with military rites will be in the Forest Burr Cemetery. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro Friday from 4 until 7 and at the Burr Wesleyan Church Saturday from 10 until the service time at 11. Charles E. Butcher, 92, of Valley. Mark F. Trum, 41, of Boscobel, died unexpectedly Thursday, February 29th. Funeral services will be held Saturday at noon at the Boscobel Bowl and Banquet in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Hickory Grove Cemetery, Hickory Grove Township. Friends may call at the Boscobel Bowl and Banquet Saturday from 9 until the service time at noon. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be directed to the family to be donated to the Boscobel School Forest property. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family of Mark F. Trum, 41, of Boscobel. Alice E. Stoll, 93, of Yuba, died Sunday at home. Funeral services will be held Monday, March 11th at 11 at St. Aloysius Catholic Church in Hillsboro. Burial will be in the Czechs National Cemetery, Yuba. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro Sunday from 2 until 4. Friends may also call at St. Aloysius Church Monday from 10 until the time of the Mass at 11. Alice E. Stoll, 93, of Yuba. Helen Tenney, 88, of Richland Center, died Monday. Funeral services will be held next Friday, March 15th at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. A live stream of the service can be viewed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday, March 14th from 5 until 7, and again Friday, March 15th from 9 until the service time at 11. The family suggests memorials be directed to the First Baptist Church or Grace. Helen Tenney, 88, of Richland Center. John Jack Jeffrey Stevens, 75, of Spring Green, died Saturday at SSM St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life gathering will be held Saturday, March 16th, from 1 until 5 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green. John Jack Jeffrey Stevens, 75, of Spring Green. And Charles Bob B., age 81, of Centerville, Ohio, died February 27th in his home. A celebration of life will be held this summer at his family home in Ohio and in Richland Center. The family is being assisted by newcomer of Dayton, Ohio. Charles Bob B., age 81, of Centerville, Ohio.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie from Chet's. Spring is just around the corner, and you know what that means? Chick season. Chet's is your local chick headquarters. We have heat lamps, starter feed, and even the chicks themselves. Don't forget about your furry friends. At our new location, there are so many cat and dog toys to choose from, and they're all 10% off. Stop by and check out our large selection of pet foods to keep your companions happy and healthy. We appreciate every single one of our friends, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Come say hi and check out the new store at 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center.
WRCO FM and Richland Center, also WRCE AM 1450 and FM 107.7 in Richland Center, where our news update 8 is sponsored by the Creative Outlet.
You are listening to WRCE 1450 AM, W299 CD, Richland Center.
Reliable propane supply.